Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. This is Word for Word, and this is my 406th Word for Word show. You have to pardon me. I've had some cold problems here the past couple of days, and I've got some chest congestion that is bothering me. I will struggle through and do the best I can. If I miss a cough, please forgive me. We're going to be in the book of Matthew in chapter 24 today. That's chapter 24 for the book of Matthew. And I would ask that you have writing materials ready, because I'm going to give a lot of notes. I always do. And the New Testament is really going to be loaded with notes. My website is https://www.pastor-steve.com. I have to give the whole thing, because if you just Google Pastor Steve, you're going to get everybody and their brother-in-law that goes by Pastor Steve. So that's one of the things of the internet. What can I say? We're everywhere, but there's only one of me. So that's how to get a hold of me. Let's get into verse 1 of chapter 24 of the book of Matthew. And going out, Yeshua went away from the set-apart place, and his taught ones came near to point out to him the buildings of the set-apart place. That's the temple, okay? Verse 2. And Yeshua said to them, "Do you not see all these? Truly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another at all, which shall not be thrown down. He just told them the temple is going to be destroyed. Of course, they didn't want to hear that, but that's how it is. They were gonna not only destroy the temple but plow the ground. I mean, it was gonna be a mess. So he let them know right there in verse 2 that the temple would be thrown down. Verse 3 of Matthew chapter 24, you can reference 2 Esdras, E-S-D-R-A-S, that's in your Apocrypha, chapter 4, verse 51, through chapter 5, verse 19. That's 2 Esdras 4, 51 through 5, 19. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the taught ones came to him separately, saying, "Say to us, when shall this be? And what is the sign of your coming and of the end of this age?" He really had them going. They wanted to know, like all of us do. When's the second coming? When? Okay. And verse 4, and Yeshua answering said to them, "Take heed that no one leads you astray." Verse 5, "For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am the Messiah,' and they shall lead many astray." Verse 6, "And you shall begin to hear of fightings and reports of fightings. See that you are not troubled, for these have to take place, but the end is not yet." Verse 7, and you can reference 2 Esdras, chapter 13, verse 31. That's 2 Esdras, chapter 13, verse 31, for verse 7. "For nation shall rise against nation, and reign against reign. And there shall be scarcities of food, and deadly diseases, and earthquakes in places." Verse 8. "And all these are the beginning of birth pains." Verse 9, and you can reference Matthew, chapter 10, verse 22. Matthew 10, verse 22. "And they shall deliver you up to affliction." In other words, torture, punishment. "They shall deliver you up to affliction and kill you. And you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake." Well, let's stop right there. These nations hated Yeshua. They hated the truth that he taught. And they were going to give all the disciples up, all of them, every single one except for Judas Iscariot. He hanged himself because he wasn't a true disciple, but he had to be there to be the betrayer. They had to have somebody that would betray him, okay? That was the plan. But the 11 that were true, all of them were beheaded. All the disciples were beheaded. They were all killed. They even finally beheaded Paul in prison years later. They all were killed for the name of Yeshua Messiah. And these were the disciples, and they had power. So, don't feel put upon today by what we're going through. We're not going through anything like they went through. We're going through some nasty stuff. I'm not denying that. And it's going to get nastier. But we have to hang on and be faithful. And we have to follow our master. All right? Verse 10. And then many shall stumble. In other words, they're going to get confused and do the wrong things and drift out of the way. Okay? And then many shall stumble, and they shall deliver up one another and shall hate one another. Don't we have all this infighting and CI today? Why don't we stop that? Get on course. Pick one course, okay? I'm 2-seed line, okay? That's the path I follow. I follow that doctrine, if you would. I don't deviate from that. If somebody disagrees with me and is close, I would rather have them close to the truth that they might see the whole thing later than run them off. Okay, on my website, I don't promote anything but 2-seed line sites because that's my website. And I am a 2-seed liner. Okay? Does not mean that there are not some fairly savvy single seed liners out there. Okay? I don't necessarily agree, but I'm not going to hate on them unless they have deliberately attacked somebody at EFR and been an enemy. Then their behavior has alienated them from me. Not me just hating on them because of what they believe. But by bad behavior and hatred behavior and maliciousness and slander, they have taken themselves out from the fold. And I have to avoid them. Okay? I'm just gonna deal with that. When somebody errs in doctrine and just keeps on keeping on, and they try to lead others astray, like we just talked about in these passages, I have to separate myself from those people. And I've done it with a number of people. Here we are. Verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise up and lead many astray. Pardon me. Verse 12, I'm going to have to mute for a second and cough. I'm sorry, just a second. Wow, that was a deep cough, and that hurts. My chest isn't all the way healed yet. It's getting there. It's getting there. But verse 12, and because of the increase and lawlessness, the love of many shall become cold. The situation in the world is going to affect people. And they're going to lose their passion for following the way. They're going to fall out. Okay? Verse 13. And you can reference Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 again. Matthew 10, 22. But he who shall have endured to the end shall be saved. You can't leave your post. You're gonna have to endure through all of it. It's not gonna be a pretty time. It's not gonna be a fun time. Going to be quite ugly, and some of us will endure until death, but the thing is, we'll be back. It's a hard thing having to face death. All of the disciples were executed. Remember that. These are the people that walked with Yeshua, and they gave up their lives for the word. Okay, there's our examples. Verse 14. And this good news, that's gospel in the Greek, of the reign shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come. Israel, nations. Right here we have verse 15. Now, get ready to write. I'm going to give you a whole list to write down. Book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 27. That's Daniel 9:27. Daniel 11, verse 31. That's 11, verse 31. Daniel 12, verse 11. Daniel 12, verse 11. 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 54. That's 1 Maccabees 1, 54, and 1 Maccabees 6, verse 7. 1 Maccabees 6, verse 7. Verse 15. So when you see the abomination that lays waste, okay, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, set up in the set apart place. He who reads, let him understand. Verse 16. Then let those who are in Yahuda flee to the mountains. All right, the abomination. They were going to tear up the place, then they were going to set up statues in the temple. But they were going to really destroy Jerusalem at that point and all of Yehuda. He says in verse 16, then let those who are in Yehuda flee to the mountains. Because it was going to be so dangerous there. They would kill and rape and do all kinds of stuff. Okay, he's telling people what's coming. Verse 17 and verse 18. Okay. Chapter 24, verse 17 and 18. You can reference Luke chapter 17, verse 31. Luke 17, 31. Verse 17. Let him who is on the housetop not come down to take whatever out of his house. In other words, just get and go. Just go. Because if you stay to get your stuff, you're not going to make it. Sort of like Lot. When they had to flee Sodom and Gomorrah, they had to drag them out of the house. They wanted to save their stuff. And one woman turned back, got turned into a pillar of salt. Loving stuff. Verse 18. And let him who is in the field not turn back to get his garments. If it all starts to come down and it breaks out, you're going to have to go someplace safe. Okay? Now, that was very good right then, but it's also a signal to us now. Okay? These prophecies and sayings always have two meanings. They're never just single. We are getting ready for very bad times. We think they're bad now? Oh, come on. This generation in this country, in the United States, and most of the nations of Europe, this generation has never seen warfare on their home turf. You understand? Last big war here was the Civil War. That's a long time ago. The people today haven't seen warfare. Now, there's World War II vets and stuff that are still around, and they'll tell you of the horror. There are Korean vets and Vietnam vets and Gulf War vets. It'll tell you how horrible war is. It's not like on TV or in the movies. The smell alone is horrible, with somebody's guts lying exposed. They got gut shot or blown up or something. And you see people that you know lying dead. Think on that a little bit. We need to mentally and spiritually prepare for that, because that's coming. Well, you just want to scare everybody. Doggone right I want to scare everybody. I want to scare everybody into action to get ready to survive. I don't care about anybody but the remnant at this point. If some of the non-believers hear and are converted, that's great. I hope so. I keep preaching. I keep teaching. I keep trying to get their attention. But it says here, the hearts of many have grown cold. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to change their lifestyle. They want to live like they want to live. Live in the now and have all the fun that they can have and accumulate as much stuff as they can. And stuff isn't going to do them any good. It's going to get them killed. They try to save their stuff. What did you say? When it's time to go, you just got to drop everything and go. Or you're not going to make it. Well, that's going to happen now. You need to have a go bag. You need to be prepared to grab one thing and just go. Because if you can, I can save your color TV and your computers and all this other. Well, they'll get in my computers and they'll see everything I've got. You're not going to be there. And if you were there, they would shoot you anyway. Don't you get their modus operandi? Don't you see all the people they're murdering now and things haven't broke out all the way? Man, they're killing us left and right. They think they do God a service. And genocide against our people seems to be a sport. So, don't get attached to stuff. Verse 19. And woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing children in those days. Verse 20. And pray that your flight does not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. Verse 21. And for verse 21, you can reference Daniel, chapter 12, verse 1, and the book of Revelations, chapter 7, verse 14. That's Daniel 12, 1, and Revelation 7, 14. For then that shall be great distress, such has not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. Now, these are the end times. The end times. That's not going to be, this is not something that's already taken place between then and now. This is coming. This is him speaking to his chosen ones, but he's also speaking to us as his chosen ones. You understand? Chosen then, chosen now, chosen. Verse 22. And if those days were not shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the sake of the chosen ones, those days shall be shortened. What did I just say? Who have I been talking about? What? The chosen ones. All right? That's the whole thing. He knows who we are because he's not here in the flesh right this second. Doesn't mean he's not on top of things and that he isn't watching what's being done to us. Don't you kid yourself. Verse 23. If anyone then says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there, do not believe. For false, verse 24, for false messiahs and false prophets shall arise, and they shall show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen ones. We're going to be targeted, folks. Okay? Targeted. They're going to try to get into our heads. That's what they do. Verse 25. See, I have forewarned you. Verse 26 and 27 of chapter 24. You can reference Luke 17, verses 23 and 24. That's Luke chapter 17, verses 23 and 24 for verses 26 and 27. Verse 26. So if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe. Verse 27. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines to the west, so also shall the coming of the Son of Adam be. Not the Son of Man, the Son of Adam. Okay. Always that racial designator. Always. Never failed to identify who and what he was. Verse 28. And you can reference Luke chapter 17, verse 37. Luke 17, 37. Verse 28. For wherever the dead body is, there the vultures shall be gathered together. Verse 29. And you can reference Isaiah 13:10. Joel chapter 2 verse 10 and 31 and chapter 3 verse 15. I'm going to read these again. So Revelations 6:12 and 6:13. Ezekiel 32 verse 7. In Isaiah 34, verse 4. And Amos 5, verse 20. And Amos 8, verse 9. That's Isaiah 13, 10. And 34, 4. Joel 2, 10 and 31 and 3, 15. Revelation 6, 12 and 13. Ezekiel 32, verse 7. That's Ezekiel 32, 7. Pardon me. And Amos 5, verse 20, and Amos 8, verse 9. So that's all the references for 29. Here's verse 29. And immediately after the distress of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light, and the stars shall fall from the heavens. And the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Ooh. Now, Bertrand Comparé did a whole word study on this, the power of the heavens. And the word used for heavens here is Uranus. And that is a root of our word for uranium. That's nuclear war. We're told what's coming here. And I don't know what to say to you. I mean, the Master is telling us what's coming now. If we don't want to listen, you know, I don't know. There's another reference here. What was it? Haggai 2:6-21. I didn't note that. Haggai 2:6-21. That's in real little letters. I have it highlighted. I missed that. That's doomsday prophecy stuff. What do you say to that? You know? Verse 30. And then the sign of the Son of Adam shall appear in the heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Adam coming on the clouds of the heaven with power and much esteem. Now that's for verse 30. You can reference verse 30, Daniel chapter 7. Verse 13, Zechariah chapter 12 verses 10 through 14, and Revelations chapter 1 verse 7. That's Daniel 7:13, Zechariah 12 10 through 14, and Revelations 1, verse 7. Whew. Verse 31. And he shall send his messengers with a great sound of a trumpet. Reference Isaiah 27, verse 13. Isaiah 27, verse 13. And they shall gather together his chosen ones from the four winds. Reference Daniel, chapter 7, verse 2. From one end of the heavens to the other. Deuteronomy 4, verse 32. Deuteronomy 4, 32. Verse 32. And learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that the summer is near. So you also, when you see all these, know that he is near, at the doors. Verse 34. Truly I say to you, this race shall by no means pass away until all this takes place. That's us. The race of Israel. Verse 35. The heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall by no means pass away. Verse 36. Reference Mark 13, verse 32. Mark 13:32. But concerning that day and the hour, no one knows, not even the messengers of the heaven, but my Father only. Verse 37. And as the days of Noah, that's Noah, okay, so also shall the coming of the Son of Adam be. Reference Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. Genesis 6, 5 through 8. Verse 38. For as they were in the days before the flood, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Genesis 7, verse 7. And they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also shall the coming of the Son of Adam be. Verse 40. Now this is what they try to base the rapture on. Then two shall be in the field, the one is taken and the one is left. Verse 41. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. One is taken and one is left. Verse 42. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your master is coming. Verses 43 and 44. You can reference Luke 12:39 and 40. And know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Verse 44. Because of this, be ready too, for the Son of Adam is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. In other words, get your life in order now. Okay, verse 45. Who then is a trustworthy and wise servant, whom his master set over his household to give them food in season? Verse 46. Blessed is that servant whom his master, having come, shall find so doing. In other words, you're doing his work. Verse 47. Truly, I say to you that he shall set him over all his possessions. Verse 48, but if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards. Verse 50, the master of that servant shall come on a day when he does not expect it, an hour when he does not know. Verse 51, and shall cut him in two, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that ends chapter 24 of the book of Matthew. Now that sort of throws me off a little bit here. I was hoping to get chapter 25. That was a good plan, but there's just not enough time. I will get into chapter 25. I was going to end Matthew together on the next show, but I may not be able to do it. I'm not going to rush these things. I'm not going to worry about what's written on a piece of paper. I'm going to worry about teaching. I'm going to do it right. Well, that ends, as I said, chapter 24. Now, I have 14 minutes or something like that left, and I can get a good start in chapter 25. Verse 1 of chapter 25. And you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 35. That's Luke 12, 35. This is continuing on from what he was talking about. This is a continuation, actually, of chapter 24. Then the rains of the heavens shall be compared to 10 maidens who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Verse 2. And 5 of them were wise and 5 foolish. Verse 3. Those who were foolish, having taken their lamps, took no oil with them. Verse 4. But the wise took oil in their containers with their lamps. Verse 5. Now while the bridegroom took time, they all slumbered and slept. Verse 6. And at midnight a cry was heard, "See, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." Verse 7. Then all those maidens rose up and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish, this is verse 8, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us of your oil because our lamps are going out." Verse 9. But the wise answered, saying, "No, indeed there would not be enough for us and you. Instead, go to those who sell and buy for yourselves." Verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Verses 11 and 12. And you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 25, for verses 11 and 12. That's Luke 13, 25. Verse 11. And later, the other maidens also came, saying, "Master, Master, open up for us." Verse 12. But he answering said, "Truly, I say to you, I do not know you."
Ow.
Verse 13. Watch, therefore, because you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Adam is coming." In other words, the lamp of your life, your behavior, the way you do things, whether you are obedient, all of these things are your lamp oil. You understand that? That's the parable of the lamp oil. That's your lamp oil. Okay. verse 14. For it is like a man going from home. Who called his own servants and delivered his possessions to them. 15, verse 15. And to one he gave 5 talents. That's a unit of money back then. Okay. And to another 2. And to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and went from home. Verse 16. And he who had received the 5 talents went and worked with them, and made another 5 talents. He put it to work. Put it to work. Verse 17. In the same way, he with the 2 also, he gained 2 more. In other words, you're going out witnessing to people, bringing in more in the remnant. That's where this leads. Verse 18. But he who had received the 1 went away and dug in the ground and hid the silver of his master. Verse 19. And after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Verse 20. And he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. In other words, he took the word that he was given and went out and witnessed and preached and brought more into the remnant. That's where we're going with this. Verse 21. And his master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy servant. You were trustworthy over little. I shall set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Verse 22. Then he who had received 2 talents came and said, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. Verse 23. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy servant. You were trustworthy over a little. I shall set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Verse 24. And the one who received the 1 talent also came and said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. Okay, well, that's up to us to do. We're supposed to be the servants. We're to sow, and we're to scatter the seed of the word. Okay, and he reaps the harvest. Okay, that's what we're supposed to do. Verse 25. And being afraid, I went and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. In other words, he got the blessing of the word and did nothing with it. Verse 26. And his master answering said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. Verse 27. Then you should have put my silver with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Verse 28. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to him who possesses 10 talents. And that's verses 14 through 30. Okay, we're at verse 29. You can reference Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 27. Okay? Luke 19, 11 through 27. Verse 29, you can reference Matthew 13, 12, Mark 4, 25, and Luke 8, 18. That's Matthew 13, 12, Mark 4, 25, and Luke 8, 18. Verse 29. For to everyone who possesses more shall be given, and he shall have overflowingly. But from him who does not possess, even what he possesses shall be taken away. If you don't have the Holy Spirit and you don't want to serve, even the life that you have will be taken away because you don't deserve it. That's tough teaching, but that's how it is. Okay. Verse 30. You can reference Matthew chapter 8, verse 12, and chapter 22, verse 13, and the book of Luke chapter 13, verse 28. And throw the worthless servant out into the altar and the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 31. And I'll close with this. And when the Son of Adam comes in his steam with all his set apart messengers with him, then he shall sit on the throne of his esteem. You can reference Matthew chapter 16, verse 27, and chapter 19. Verse 28, that's Matthew 16, 27, and 19, 28. Now, I will be beginning in verse 32 in the next show. The chapter is just a little bit too long, and I'm not going to do a short on the verses. I just won't do it. So I'll close, and I will say, may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will catch you on the next Word for Word. Praise Yahweh. And call upon His holy name.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the